Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The California Capital Air Show, it has been a tradition of families and people who love aviation for nearly 20 years. This month, the air show returns at Mather Airport with some of the most talented pilots and coolest aircraft in the world. And if you've been before, there are a couple of new things you'll want to know before you get your tickets. And if you've never been, you're in for a real treat, as the air show has a little bit of everything for people of all ages. Joining us with a preview of next weekend's air show is Angela Terry. She is the Director of Operations at the California Capital Air Show. Thanks for being here, Angela.
Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people in Northern California, at least, they might be familiar with Fleet Week in the Bay Area, Blues Angels. Tell us about the difference between something like that and the California Capital Air Show.
Well, our friends at Fleet Week have an oceanfront show. So the jets fly over our beautiful coastline in San Francisco, but they actually land in Oakland. So the people that are watching the jets over the beautiful bay actually don't get to interact with the pilots because they're never on the ground there in San Francisco. Still an awesome show, very iconic views. But at the California Capital Air Show, not only you get to see the awesome performances, hear amazing narration and music that really draws you into the performances, but you also get to meet those pilots and hear their stories on the ground, which we are very proud of, in that our mission is to inspire the next generation. And we feel those, you know, the fancy jets and the flips and the sound and the vibration in your chest is one way, but also talking to the pilots, getting that autograph, getting the selfie takes it another step further.
From the air to 2 feet on the ground.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the air show has been around for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. It started back in 2004. And I think it's really because Sacramento also has a connection to aviation history. We do have a rich history in aviation. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the Sacramento region does have a very deep aviation heritage. And Sacramento County founded the nonprofit Capital Airshow Group all those years ago to celebrate that heritage. Mather Airport was formerly Mather Air Force Base. We're lucky to still have a very large ramp that was the Air Force Base. But it really did build the surrounding Sacramento community right there. We just make sure that we celebrate that each year at the air show. We're proud of it. Many people in the surrounding area, the city of Rancho Cordova, you know, hugs Mather Airport. And that city would never have existed without all the men and women that served at Mather Air Force Base. So we look forward to inspiring the past of aviation here in Sacramento next weekend, September 23rd and 24th.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Big picture, what can people expect?
So we're excited this year. We're going back to a full capacity air show. First time of full pre-pandemic numbers. So we plan to see very large numbers in our upgraded seating areas, as well as on the ramp. With that, we have a very robust performer lineup with our headliner, the United States Air Force Thunderbirds. Not only will you see an awesome jets in the air, but you will see a massive aviation festival on the ground. Families can come out and climb through the belly of a C-5, get up close to the vintage World War II aircraft, meet hundreds of exhibitors that are local companies sharing their missions. And it's a lot of fun. But this year we added something new. Everybody wants to talk about how are we different each year because it's an air show. This year we added an upgraded seating option called the Hangar.
What's that about?
It's fun. It's a fun. It takes our friends at the Barrel District in Rancho Cordova, breweries, a meadery, hard kombucha, a distillery, and puts them into a chalet for people to taste, and then have the opportunity to buy full-size drinks throughout the day, and have a really cool, hip vibe. So think Adirondack chairs along the flight line, food trucks. It actually has a mascot. A bear mascot named Bomber that our friends on social media helped us name. His name is reminiscent to the B-52s that once sat at Mather Air Force Base. So you get to see Bomber play lawn games like Jenga and cornhole right along the flight line while you see the jets tearing up the sky. So the hangar.
When it comes to the hangar, is it also family friendly?
Oh, 100% okay. Family friendly. And if you like to drink or not drink, right? Say you know, breweries aren't your thing. Totally fine. You can still get a ticket in the area to enjoy the hip vibe, have a shaded area, private restrooms, and enjoy up close the action up close.
We're talking about the air show, which it's taking place Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. but you also have like a preview event on Friday. What's that all about?
Yeah, so if you can't make it out to the air show on September 23rd and 24th, you're going to miss an awesome show. So I highly suggest it. But we're going to kick off the weekend with a free community event at Village Green Park in Rancho Cordova. We're asking the public to come out and meet our air show performers. Not only the Thunderbirds, but the whole performer lineup. Get that selfie, get the autograph, rock out to live music from the band of the Golden West. If you were at the air show last year, you heard the pop hits. They were like tearing it up on the ramp. Enjoy food trucks and a lot of fun activities, all free for families to come out and get excited for an awesome Saturday and Sunday.
What are you looking forward to most next weekend? I mean, there's just so much going on.
My favorite part is really to see the kids' eyes light up. Obviously, the Jets are very loud and sometimes terrifying, but that the awe in the bright eyes is what gets me excited. As you know, it takes years to put on these shows. We've been planning the show for literally 2 years, so it's nice to see it culminate. To see those eyes light up and having people having a good time is what makes what I look forward to every year.
I would imagine. I know that these take years to plan, but the last 2 years for this specific event, I imagine that must have really been tough. There was a lot of uncertainty of what you would be able to do in 2023.
Yeah, I have to say there has been uncertainty since the pandemic. During the pandemic, we did go dark. But we really tried. But the last 2 years, we've been at 50% capacity. Obviously, that means 50% less revenue and having to make tough decisions on being able to hold such a massive event still. And also to make it safe. Ultimately, our number one priority for that event is safety. And so we wanted to make sure, although an outdoor event, it was safe. And that's happened the last 2 years. It's nice to know that we're in a different climate now and that it's less of a concern today. But safety is still the number one goal for us. And with amazing weather and the forecast and a lot of happy, excited fans, it will be a great weekend.
Yeah, I mean, there's for sure a lot of excitement. It's a big annual event that you all put on. But throughout the year, I mean, you also play a role in getting kids excited into careers in science or aviation, technology, STEM fields. What is your role, since you are a nonprofit, you know, helping the next generation get excited about this stuff?
I'm so glad you're bringing this up. Most people do not know the California Capital Air Show is a nonprofit. And the annual fall air show is just a fundraiser. A massive fundraiser, let it be, but
that's pretty epic.
A fundraiser to support our scholarship program for high school seniors interested in studying STEM careers in aviation in college, and also year-round youth program that is absolutely free to children in the Sacramento region. Most recently, about a month ago, we hosted our STEM Expo, where 300 students from the region came out and interacted with a very esteemed panel of AI specialists, autonomous vehicle developers, a U-2 pilot, and more, to learn about their path to getting to where they are today, and being inspired to maybe look at what their path might look like for their future career. And that's just one instance of it, of youth programming that we put on. I have to say, it's one of my favorite parts are those youth programs, because it's that one-on-one touch. It's not tens of thousands of people. It's a few hundred kids. And I'm all about making that light bulb go off for them.
Given that you're a nonprofit, I would imagine, you know, you could always use help. How can people participate? Can they volunteer?
I wish I could say volunteer, but check us out for next year, because we are closed for volunteers this year. But we are also always looking for people to be a part of these year-round youth programs. So if you are interested, visit us at our website, CaliforniaCapitalAirShow.com, and tell us how you want to get involved with us year-round, and we will definitely take all the help we can get.
Finally, if someone is going to the Capital Air Show next weekend and it's their first time, What do you want them to know?
I would say prepare to walk. We are
get
lucky.
Get your steps in.
Yes, you will definitely get your steps in. I suggest having comfortable shoes. If you have little ones or if your ears are sensitive, bring ear protection. The jets are definitely loud. And make sure you have your sunblock. The weather does look, knock on wood, fingers crossed, great for next weekend. But it is a long day in the sun, so make sure you protect yourself.
Stay hydrated.
So very much stay hydrated. You can bring in a little snack for you, for yourself and your family. But come ready to see action-packed flying.
Angela Terry is the Director of Operations for the California Capital Air Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to Managing Editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's Technical Director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.